This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Storm flying over Michael Cohen's head. Not necessarily Daniels. It could be the Russians. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, oh, boy. It is a very nervous Michael Cohen, I would assume, based on some of what we've now seen with this Russia investigation. I'll tell you what, Mr. Mueller has been pretty interesting and pretty busy with what he's doing, his team questioning the Russian oligarch about payments to Michael Cohen, the personal attorney for Donald Trump. I like to say that ATN is about what washes out of Washington, or maybe New York sometimes, over the rest of the United States. And it has been about Cohen. In fact, so much so that there was a parody about Michael Cohen on Saturday Night Live this time around. And so Michael Cohen, the real Michael Cohen, asserted his Fifth Amendment rights in the Stormy Daniels case. In the meantime, the U.S. company linked to a Russian oligarch paid paid $500,000, I should say, what's a couple zeros, to Trump's personal attorney. So what were they paying Michael Cohen for? You know, he looks like he dresses pretty well, and it seems like he'd get better and better. So here's the true scoop in this. I'm just going to dive right into this before we jump around and talk about a few other things. That's kind of how we roll here on this show. If you just tuned in for the first time, it's like a roller coaster ride. You might get a little whiplash going down and going up and all those places in between. So anyway, the lawyer for the Prez was questioned. The special counsel, Robert Mueller's investigators, have questioned Again, a Russian oligarch about the hundreds of thousands of dollars in payments his company made to a U.S. affiliate, again, tied to Michael Cohen, specifically Victor Vexelberg. I hope I'm saying that right. Vexelberg, chairman of asset management of Renovo Group, is close to Vladimir Putin, and last month, the Trump administration placed him on a list of sanctioned Russians for activities, including election interference. So, you know, this is a wild chess move. It wasn't too hard for, Mueller to figure out what was happening here, for them to question it anyway. So it looks like they're looking at these business relationships. This is part of that investigation into the Russian meddling. Look, here's the bottom line. Michael Cohen, does he go to prison or not? Does Michael Cohen end up in prison? I'm going to say on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being it's a lock him up situation. I think he's pretty much 8. He's like in that 8 range. I don't know that he's going to get out of jail free pass this time around. Again, depending on if they can nail him completely of what they're accusing him of, because prosecutors haven't really specifically gone for the jugular in regards to payment or any other business dealings. It's just getting pushed out there, and all the curiosity is shooting sky high. And then with the taking the Fifth, although that's not incredibly unusual, so now you've got that scenario two going on. Prosecutors with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan are investigating Cohen's personal financial dealings. I'll emphasize that again. That's why they ripped up his house, the FBI, his office, and a hotel room last month. They got 8 boxes of documents. Who keeps documents? Didn't we start shredding documents a long time ago? There was a woman named Fawn who shredded documents for the first time. Didn't anybody learn anything? This is what I don't understand. You know the old saying about history repeats itself? Cohen, You people, what are you doing with boxes of documents? I mean, come on, there's got to be a better way to get rid of this stuff, or at least put it someplace else. 8 boxes of documents, and then about a dozen electronic devices. So what are they going to find as they dig through all of this stuff? I mean, listen, this oligarch had tons of do-re-mi. He made his money when the Soviet Union collapsed because he made a bunch of oil and gas deals. He paid over $100 million. I just want you to think about that. $100 million to buy 9 Fabergé eggs from the Forbes family. So how about that? He has the second largest collection of imperial eggs to Russia. So he had some money. And he could spread money around, obviously. What would $500,000 be to this guy? It'd be nothing. It'd be like, you know, $5 to the rest of us, I suppose. Anyway, it's crazy to think of that. Now, as I talk about Michael Cohen, I'm going to take you on a wild ride in a completely different direction. I talked about the big island in Hawaii the other night because I spent some time there, and it was awesome being on the big island. I like Maui the best, but I definitely don't like hot, molten lava coming toward me or anyone I love, and that's what's happening. The craziest thing I've ever seen, and if you have not seen this, I don't care what your search engine is, go to it and watch the lava eating the Ford Mustang. I talked about it on one of our previous shows. It is crazy. They have a time-lapsed thing of it. But the lava is still flowing out of Kilauea, and they're worried that it's, you know, how many more houses, how many more businesses, you know, how far is this lava going to go? Because guess what? You can't contain lava. Get the lava containers and scoop it up. No, it's not like that because it burns through everything. As I said, they had tourists that were trying to get close to it, and they were having their sneakers burned off. I mean, I don't know. When your sneakers start to catch on fire, I think that's a sign that you need to get away from the area. The ground is on fire. It is going to trap you. You need to get away. I'll never forget this. To really kind of, as a kid, to emphasize, because I hadn't been there, my mother, who loved Hawaii, got to go there like 41 times. It was the one time she saved her pennies because she wasn't a wealthy woman, and she was able to go to Maui. That was the one time she took a breath. And I remember she came back, and she brought back one of those whisks, you know, that you beat the eggs with, etc., or cake batter with when you used to do it, and you didn't use electronics, you know what I mean? You weren't buzzing through what it was you were doing. And this whisk, this hand whisk, was just melted onto the lava, melted it, and it was just became almost like an art object to show how hot this lava is and how it consumes everything. And it's, I think, it is the strangest story. It's not strange. We know what volcanoes do. We learn when we're kids in our science classes. But to actually see it and to see and understand just how hot this stuff is and what it means is absolutely wild. Absolutely wild. All right, so Iran and the big decision. What did the Prez decide to do on Tuesday? Well, I'll tell you what. President Trump, they're saying, chose the wrong time to crack down on Iran. Sanctions, sanctions, sanctions. Iran, did you know this is the world's 5th biggest oil producer? I didn't realize that. I knew it was tops, but I didn't realize that. So, energy insiders have been all over the tube during the day saying Trump's stance on Iran will probably keep oil and gas prices higher than they would be otherwise. That means if you live in California, get ready for $5 for regular. The other up next on ATN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
All right, it's that time of the week where we invite the other onto the air with us. That would be my husband, Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
So what's been really interesting is I have two friends who are speakers who are going to stay with us, one for a couple of days, one for just an overnight, and I refuse to let them into the cave until it's cleaned. And I actually have to congratulate you. You've done a pretty decent job of trying to clean up the garage.
Everything must go.
And so tell everybody the stuff that you've gotten rid of that neighbors have picked up.
A couple hundred pounds of pool chemicals.
A couple hundred pounds. It sounds like we have, like we're mad bombers.
Well, we had a green pool at one time.
Yeah.
Because
you didn't take care of it.
And now someone else does, and they took it off our hands for us.
Mm-hmm.
A big paper shredder with a bin, trash bin built into it. A bunch of dirt, potting flower, etc.
Somebody came by the house and got our dirt?
No, I spread it on the lawn to get rid of it.
It's going to look nice when they come here, right? Here's what I'm thinking. Somewhere between a Four Seasons and a Motel 6, where are we going to fall?
Oh, definitely a Quality Inn.
Great. All right, thanks. Let's move on from that. You're going to finish that up, and I'll take pictures and I'll post it. We can let the listeners rate how you did with the garage. I know some people that the garage, you could go to the floor. They paint it. It's beautiful. We have a neighbor like that, actually.
That's nice.
That's nice. He have no interest in that. All right, so this is pretty sad, actually. A mom and her two kids died after their car hit an alligator in South Carolina. They say that it was on Interstate 95, and there's a four-year-old and a two-year-old, and they died from burns after the car hit a tree and caught fire after hitting the gator. So the gators are so solid. Sadly, they smashed into the gator, and then that's what caused that. And you have some familiarity with gators. Didn't your mom run over a couple gators?
I lived in Louisiana as a kid when I was about 10 years old for a couple of years. And one time we were driving somewhere, maybe to New Orleans. We lived in a suburb outside of there that was kind of surrounded. The housing development had ditches on the sides of the roads, and it was surrounded by swamps. And a alligator jumped in front of our car, and we didn't have time to hit the brakes, and we ran over the alligator, boom, 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 boom. And then we were so freaked, we stopped, and I was in the back seat. I turned around and looked at it, and it was just sitting there in the middle of the road, and I thought for certain we had killed the alligator. And it just sat there for like 30 seconds, just totally motionless. And all of a sudden it shook its head and shot across the road straight into the other side of the road, into the ditch and the water and the swamp. And those are some tough suckers.
They're also fast. If you ever get in that situation where you're outside of a car, you're supposed to zigzag because they're fast. And then I'm not trying to be morbid here, but then I read this other story about a couple that was married. After a bride was attacked by a crocodile, she's just 25 years old, Zanelle Nduvi and her now husband, Jamie Foxx, not the actor, they were canoeing in a river in Zimbabwe when an 8-foot croc leapt out of the water, snatched her, dragged her into the water, and bit a chunk of her arm, and it was awful. The canoe apparently started deflating. It happened really super fast. Again, the croc was trying to drown her. He swam over to where she was struggling, the croc was trying to pull her to the bottom of the water, grabbed, her waist with the other hand and smashed the gator, and the croc only let go after pulling off the arm. I mean, wow. That is frightening. So if I got pulled out of a boat that we were in by croc, would you go after me?
Depends on if your arm's already come off yet.
That's nice. Thank you. Depends on if your arm's come off. That's awful. All right. I was talking about moving on from the crocs and the alligators and the terrible stories. How about this with the lava in Hawaii? You and I have been to Maui. I was on the Big Island. You weren't. And I did see Kilauea, and I did see it when it was erupting, but not like it is now. And people are asking, geez, what can we do to stop the lava? They're spraying lava with water, and they're trying to dig a ditch to divert the flow of it. I mean, can you explode it? There's no way to do this. They're trying to figure out what you can do, and there's nothing. It's heartbreaking. But they're saying, scientifically, there's no way to divert the lava flow.
Lava flow gonna go where it wanna go. There is no control the lava flow. So you just build your house somewhere on the side where the lava has never been.
Wow, that's incredible advice.
You're welcome.
Where'd you get that education again? Some little school somewhere, I don't know, in Michigan.
School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah, right. Oh my gosh. I said I saw it, so it was pretty bad when I saw it, but it was not a heavy flow, so I can only imagine, again, what that's like. It's just absolutely crazy. So Mr. Bathrobe, Charlie Rose, while he deals with all of his problems, has been replaced by a woman. Hey, women are getting jobs now because of all these guys and their shenanigans. Look what happened on the Today Show. Now another high-profile woman who is 60 years old. Like, you would never see that. That's happening, and of course she has a big name. Who is it? Who's replacing Charlie Rose? Tell the world.
Christiane Amanpour.
She's a pretty good reporter, don't you think?
Survey says yes.
Yeah. So she's going to continue to be the chief international correspondent at CNN, and she's going to do this thing at PBS, too, as well, and she'll be perfect. She's good. She knows her stuff, and for the kind of subjects they're tackling, I think she'll be, you know, terrific.
Terrific.
How come you hate Elon Musk all of a sudden? You said something trashing him to me the other day.
I don't know that I hate him all of a sudden. I respect what he's done, but he called his contract employees barnacles, and so I think he's had a meltdown, and maybe he's not as great of a guy as he seems to be, so I'm definitely disappointed that he made that comment about workers that are not his own employees, and that even his own employees and stuff, he apparently, there's a growing body of evidence that he just treats them really bad. But I do love the technology. I love the fact that he's been able to succeed in building a production line of cars where for the last 80 years, the other car makers have totally shut down anyone who ever tried to make cars at any scale. So, he's a smart guy, but that doesn't make him a good guy. So I hope he can find some peace.
Yeah, I agree with you. Something's going on with Elon Musk. I have no idea what it is. I would say the same thing. Something obviously is happening there. And this isn't just a crazy story to end on, but they're saying that pedestrian fatalities are skyrocketing in the U.S. They're saying to 46%, up 46% since 2009. I can tell you the reason why. The reason why is because people are distracted drivers. They don't pay a bit of attention.
Oh, yeah. I think there's many reasons. Distraction, definitely. Cell phones, by the people walking. Mobile phones by the people in their cars, GPS technology, all this technology in the cars just is taking people's eyes off the road.
Yeah. All right. See ya. Thank you.
See ya.
Coming back. Hang with us. We're going to the mailbag next on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Fascinating new thing, you delight me, and I know you're speaking of me.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Yes, let's dig in that mailbag. So much mail that I felt compelled to do this right from the get-go in the first hour of this show. So thanks to everybody who clogged up the mail line, so much so that it was pegging red, and I had to delete a bunch of other things because it was going to bounce me out. It's just a nightmare how much mail. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts at AmericaTonightRadio.com, AmericaTonightRadio.com. All right, so let's go to this one. How about this? I got this from Drake, who says, Katie Kate, I like your cheap movie reviews. I miss them when you're not on, but I just kind of like your snarky way and positive attitude, though, with some of the movies that you review. And I wonder what you thought of A Wrinkle in Time completely bombing. I was just reading a story about that, where it made $33 million in its opening weekend, and you compare that to what Marvel has to offer, and nobody can compete with that. I wonder if the people who made A Wrinkle in Time were stunned, especially with that all-star cast. I think they were because, well, of course, you pump a bunch of money into it, and then you're all over the place talking about it, and Oprah Winfrey was attached to this, Reese Witherspoon, Ava DuVernay was attached with the director, and it was a popular children's book. So the thought was, it's popular, this look makes sense, and, you know, it should work. The movie had production and marketing budgets out the yang, or of like $150 million, something like that, and they weren't expecting this kind of a flop. And I think Marvel heard it because that's just been a smash. Black Panther is like off the charts, 202. Avengers Infinity War, 258 for their opening week. So I'm sure it's a tough blow because they really figured that this one was destined for great things. But, you know, you're throwing darts at a board. Popular kids book. A lot of people remember A Wrinkle in Time. It just maybe the wrong time. And the release has something to do with it, too. Okay, because there were some light things, I'm going to go to some of those in the beginning. And this one was from Brad. He says, Kate, you used to talk to Harry Rinker from What You Got, and you used to ask him a lot about art, and he'd say it's what somebody's willing to pay for it. And apparently somebody had some serious deep pockets because they were willing to pay $115 million for a Picasso. Do you think you'd ever pay that much for a painting? How about ask me if you think I would just have that money? If I ever had $115 million, would it go in that direction? No. So it was painted in 1905. It was a nude. It was called Young Girl with a Flower Basket. And, wow, I mean, this is a lot of money, of course. The painting once belonged to Gertrude Stein, the American writer. She was friends with Picasso. Her brother bought the painting for $30 in 1905. Wow, $30 in 1905. Now it just gets purchased for $115 million. Ooh, wow. That's crazy, isn't it? Crazy. But it's a Picasso. And that's what can happen with Picassos, especially now. I mean, Picassos are always super high in the last probably, I'm going to say in the last decade. But it is what Harry Rinker said, what somebody's willing to pay for it. Thanks for the reference to Harry. We'll have to call him. I haven't talked to him in a while. Okay, let's go on to something a little bit deeper. And that deeper is Trump decides forget the nuke deal. And Kate, and this is from Alan, I have to say, I think it's a good thing. Put the pressure back on Iran. What do you say? Well, I say that it was not a surprise that this is what happened. I think he pretty much was saying he was going to do this. He said this 2015 agreement, which included a lot our allies, Germany, France, England, that the economic sanctions were lifted and all of that. But he said the world is safer this way, and that, listen, this whole idea of enriching uranium is right there now more than ever. So no, let's not do that. And I don't know, companies in the U.S. and Europe, are they going to be hurt by this? Well, I think the price of oil is going to be high, that's for sure. But now Iran, the ball's in their court. They have to decide whether to follow the U.S. withdrawal or try to salvage what's left of the Europeans. Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, said he was sending his foreign minister to the remaining countries, but warned there was only a short time to negotiate with them. And Trump laid out his case. He said, if we do nothing, we know exactly what will happen in a short period of time. The world's leading state sponsor of terror will be on the cusp of acquiring the world's most dangerous weapons. So that is the reasoning behind it. Now, former President Barack Obama, whose administration negotiated the deal, called Trump's action misguided and said the consistent flouting of agreements that our country is a party to risk eroding America's credibility and puts us at odds with the world's major powers. But Israel and Saudi Arabia didn't like the deal, so they see the action as a sign that the U.S. is returning to a more skeptical, less trusting approach to dealing with adversaries. In fact, Bibi Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, said it was a historic move. A historic move. So how about that? And Trump did talk to a couple of other world leaders about his decision Tuesday before the announcement, including, you know, the French President Macron and the Chinese leader. But he was not going to change his mind. This was the reasons why he said that, because of the ballistic missiles, all that other sort of stuff. And I don't know, to me personally, I don't think we can trust Iran. And I think the deals that were cut, I like the idea of the economic sanctions hovering over them to force them to make a decision, because they were starting to get to a panicky point, and then we let our foot off the gas. Do I know every single secret code and in and out? Well, of course not. But the president would be privy to that. And I'd have to say, at first blush, when this first happened, it didn't sound good. Is it better to not to have frenemies, or to figure out a way to coexist? Of course. But do you let Iran have nuclear capabilities that are beyond? And the answer is no, of course not. No. All right. How about this? This one is from Charlie. This is like all new people. Charlie says, Kate, I've listened to the show for a long time. I have to tell you, living in the Northeast, I am so glad that winter is not here. I've never been so happy to see spring really bubbling up around me. I know that you are out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you haven't had to deal with what we have in the Northeast. But let me tell you, I'm sure in your years growing up and living outside of Philadelphia, you've never experienced anything like what we experienced. Yeah, it was, they say it was the ninth chilliest April on record in Pennsylvania. And in Philadelphia, 21 of the 30 days were cooler than normal. The official temperature at the Philadelphia International Airport was below the 30-year average. I mean, I could go on and on. It's just, of course, the snow that fell week after week after week, and how crazy that was for parts of the Midwest and for the Northeast. It was people, I think, just being completely sick of having to deal with it and dealing with the cold temperatures, because just really wanting spring to happen. And we hadn't seen anything like that in a while. But we got hit with it, didn't we? So I feel you, but of course I wasn't dealing with it. I guess let's put it that way. All right, one last one. This one is from Howard. Hello, Kate Delaney. I've been listening to the show. I used to really send you a lot of emails. If you remember, I'm out of Miami, but I just haven't had very much time. And there's so many things I wanted to talk to you about. It was hard for me to narrow it down when I sent this email. But I guess I was going to ask you about the Iran deal, but, you know, we knew that was coming. I was going to ask you about Michael Cohen, but I think we knew some things were happening on the Michael Cohen front. Even if we're shocked about the payment, the oligarch and the alleged payment and whatnot. But I think what I really want to talk about is Jay-Z and this federal judge requiring Mr. Beyonce to testify part of that whole investigation into a company that paid more than $200 million for assets related to Rocoware. Yeah, that was his company, and he's saying, well, he knows nothing of what they're doing. He had nothing to do with it. But if they compel him to answer questions and he's subpoenaed, I suppose he'll answer those questions. We're going inside the man cave next.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave.
We're going to the man cave, and there's plenty to talk about, including the fact that we had a no-hitter. Sweet. What guy doesn't like a no-no? Yes. Seattle Mariners left-hander James Paxton threw the third no-hitter of the 2018 season. Six, by the way, just for grins, I'll throw this in, sports nugget alert. Six for the Mariners in their franchise history. From British Columbia, he did it in his home country, holding the Blue Jays hitless in a 5-0 Mariners win. So Paxton said, of all places to do it, in Toronto is pretty amazing. The closest the Blue Jays got to a hit came in the seventh inning when third baseman Kyle Seager made a full-length diving stop on Kevin Pillar's grounder down the line. So that was a sweet stop. But how awesome is that to get a no-hitter? He threw 99 pitches, 64 for strikes. Walked three batters, struck out seven. Super, super nice. He had a lot left in the tank. They were clocking him in his final couple of pitches, 99 and 99.5 miles an hour. So that's pretty good. I'm going to say thumbs up. Johnny Manziel, when will he be the man we want him to be? He's a guy's guy. A lot of people are rooting for Johnny Manziel. I'm rooting for Johnny Manziel. I saw him playing college. Johnny M. admitted to a Texas hospital on Monday night. He had an adverse reaction to prescription meds. And it was Humble, Texas, where he was. He wrote a message on his Instagram account that he had a reaction to an increase dosage of lithium, which he takes to treat his bipolar disorder. So he said he thanked everyone for their concerning messages. He just said he had an unfortunate reaction. He's grateful for the staff. And, you know, he revealed back in the beginning of the year that he was diagnosed as bipolar, and he said he was going to make mental health a priority in his life moving forward. And he said, you know, I don't fall back into any type of depression because I know where that leaves me. It's a slippery slope. He hasn't played in the NFL since 2015, but he's trying to return to professional football. He threw for some NFL scouts at the University of San Diego's Pro Scouting Day. He participated in a pair of spring league games last month. And he's going to try to play in the Canadian Football League next season if the NFL doesn't open up to him. I guess let's, you know, let's put it that way. Talk about dream teams. Here's one for you. I might have mentioned it before, but it's interesting to watch Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods joke around with each other because they're going to play together for the first two rounds along with Ricky Fowler. And I think it's going to be pretty tough to get near them. It's the Players is a major, but you know, it's fun to see what kind of has been going back and forth between the two of them, kind of the jabbing. Mickelson said, why don't we just bypass all the ancillary stuff for a tournament and just go head-to-head and just have a kind of high-stake, winner-take-all match. I don't know if he wants a piece of me, but I just think it would be something that would be really fun for us to do. And Woods said, I'm definitely not against that. We'll play for whatever makes him uncomfortable. The last time they played together was the first two rounds of the 2014 PGA Championship. So it's pretty interesting. Both of them, if you combine all their wins, a lot of wins, they have a combined 122 PGA Tour titles, 19 majors. Yep, and they are 16-16-4 head-to-head. So there you go. Yeah, I think it's going to be fun to watch what happens when they get out there on the course. I mean, you know, and they both want to shoot well, so there might be some kibitzing, but it's not going to be ridiculous, I guess. Let's put it that way. All right, let's kind of swing over to something really, really big. And this is really, really big. A guy I love to watch play basketball, Chris Paul, CP3, now moves on to the Western Finals. And why is that? Because they beat the Utah Jazz. Yeah. So it's pretty interesting. Houston really withstood a very furious second half surge by Utah's really amazing rookie player, Donovan Mitchell, who left the game with just over 7 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter after he banged up his knee with James Harden, who's probably the MVP. I guess the x-rays were negative, but the Jazz are out of it because they were beaten by Houston 112-102. And Chris Paul really carved up the Jazz defense. His passes crisp, right on the money. He finished 8 of 10 from the three-point line. The Rockets shot 46% behind the arc, so that tells you something. And he did what he could, his part, to make it happen. And so finally he's at the promised land, you know. And he knew it was at stake. They all knew what was at stake. So In total, Paul finished with 20 points in the fourth quarter. And so that's it. Boom. They move on. And now it's a question of what happens, what happens next. And any man cave would not be complete without a discussion on what's happening in the NBA playoffs, what's happening in the NHL playoffs, what's going on in the horse racing world, because we just went through the Kentucky Derby, and now it's on to the Preakness, not this weekend, but the following weekend. So we have some big events happening. Now, Golden State, they won their series, so it's a match up of the Rockets and Golden State in the Western Conference Finals. Golden State, easy time against New Orleans. Oh, I was really cheering for those Pelicans. Anthony Davis should still get a lot of accolades, I think, from the people of the city and fans of the Pelicans in general. But Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, 75 points they combined for to win this thing. So they move on. And it's now a question of what happens in this matchup with the Rockets and Golden State. The Rockets could be competitive against them, I think. It's not a definite lock, although it certainly seems that way. And heading into the playoffs, it seemed that way for sure. All right, so we slide off of the hardwoods. There's going to be a Game 7 in hockey. Doesn't get much better than that. That's going to happen on Thursday. It's the Jets and the Preds in Nashville. Puck drops 8 o'clock Eastern, and this is on the heels of the Predators beating the Jets to even that series. And I'll tell you what, the Jets have won in Nashville, so this has been very strange. Home ice doesn't necessarily mean anything. Forsberg, Philip Forbes, Forsberg, easy for me to say, had two goals, so they forced that game 7, and that's what everybody's waiting to see. And then it's off to the Stanley Cup Finals, and which team is it going to be? Which one of those two teams will it be? And then we have this from the world of the NFL, which is basically 24/7 now. The Saints running back Mark Ingram was suspended 4 games by the NFL. Wow. Heading into the final year of his contract for violating the NFL policy on performance-enhancing substances. So he's going to miss games against the Buccaneers, Cleveland, the Falcons, and the Giants. He'll be eligible to return to the Saints active roster on Monday, October 1st. But he can participate in all the practices and preseason games. We're out of the man cave and out of this hour. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.